The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, January 5, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel decreed official mourning in Cuba for the death of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI on December 31st. The official mourning began from 6 a.m. to end at 12 midnight on Thursday, January 5, according to the Official Gazette of the Republic, which published Presidential Decree 552-2023 in its extraordinary edition number 1 of this year. During the period of the official mourning, the Cuban flag will be hoisted at half-mast in public buildings and military institutions. Benedict XVI expressed his affectionate feelings towards the Cubans and spoke out against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba, pointed out that the efforts to build a society of broad horizons, renewed and reconciled, are affected when the economic measures imposed from outside the country weigh negatively on the population, according to the presidential decree. Cuba received Benedict XVI during his pastoral visit in 2012. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez considered the full resumption of immigrant visa processing at the U.S. Embassy in Havana as a necessary and correct step. The foreign minister pointed out on his Twitter account that this process still does not include non-immigrant visas, which hinders the development of family visits and cultural, sports, and scientific exchanges for which Cuba remains open. In another message on the social network, Rodriguez stressed that as long as the blockade imposed by the northern nation continues, the measures of maximum pressure and the privileged treatment at the border, it will be difficult to considerably reduce the irregular migratory flow. The U.S. Embassy on the island informed last November that on this date, the processing of immigrant visas would be resumed in Cuba. The Secretary of Primary Care of the Brazilian Ministry of Health, Anesio Fernandez, affirmed that the More Doctors program extinct during the administration of former President Jair Bolsonaro will be resumed. He explained that now the priority will be to hire Brazilians with registration in the regional councils and offer places to nationals trained abroad. After that, he specified other positions will be filled by foreigners. Established in 2013 by the government of Dilma Rousseff, More Doctors should increase the number of professionals for care, mainly in cities in the interior of the country. The doctors came from various nations, including Cuba, which revalidated on November 14, 2018, the solidarity and humanist vocation of its health professionals in dozens of countries by announcing the departure of More Doctors from Brazil in the face of conditions and derogatory statements from the then-elected ruler Bolsonaro over his specialists. In 2019, the former president replaced the More Doctors program with Doctors for Brazil. However, according to Fernandez, until today, a large part of the vacancies of the Cuban doctors who left the South American giant has not been filled. And in the international agenda, we have that Venezuela exported 250,000 barrels of oil to the United States over the weekend after the agreement reached between the U.S. consortium Chevron and the state-owned oil company PDVSA. It was announced on Tuesday. The state-owned company Petróleos de Venezuela, PDVSA, and the U.S. company signed important agreements on December 2, which gave continuity to that company's operations and oil production in the South American nation. The ceremony held at the Simón Bolívar Hall of La Campiña in Caracas was attended by Tarek El Aissami, Sector Vice President of Economy, Javier La Rosa, president of Chevron there, and Asdrubal Chavez, head of PDVSA, among other executives. According to an official report, the oil exported left the Bajo Grande refinery in the state of Zulia, northwest of the country, and it was the first shipment sent to the United States after 4 years due to the sanctions against this nation. Meanwhile, a team of 100 security and logistics agents for the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is in Mexico City to protect him during the Northern Summit, La Jornada reported. Next Monday will be the meeting with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and the following day, the summit itself will be held with the participation of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, both at the National Palace. Officials, Secret Service agents, and equipment arrived in national territory before the end of 2022 and in the first days of 2023, according to diplomatic sources, detailed the newspaper. Last Monday, for example, more than 100 Secret Service agents and Marines arrived at Mexico City's International Airport, according to consulted sources. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.